producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another hour of conversation for you and yours on this good day.
Oh, I'll sing along. Jennifer Horn sings with me. She sings for supper. She sings in the shower. Sings on the Good Day program. It's irresistible listening to Jennifer here on Good Day. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kara Schillen taking your calls and working behind the scenes to make this the excellent program that I think that I can say with confidence. This is a good program. After all, why would I have been doing it for 28 years if it wasn't a good program? Food for thought. Okay, but every once in a while, you come across somebody who doesn't like what's going on. Jennifer got a six-page,
letter
complaint. Yeah, well, then nobody complains about Jennifer. We never hear complaints.
Oh, the complaint was about her?
Well, it was about our discussion of gun control.
Oh.
And that always brings out the whack jobs. So here's another one. Jason.
See, that's going to get you emails right there. So we
I don't care. Because they are whack jobs. There are plenty of people that have legitimate points of view on both sides. They don't have to. You didn't see this the other day. I got one from somebody.
You talked about it yesterday.
Expletive. Yeah, exactly. So right. That makes no difference. Nobody's going to pay any attention to that. And that's who I'm talking about, Richie. So anyway, here's somebody that I kind of like what he's saying, even though I don't. I'm going to explain.
He didn't
Why
drop any F-bombs on you?
No, there's nothing effing okay, in here.
And by the way, after page one, we pretty much tune out.
Yeah.
If you're just drilling us. You know, if you are just going to take nine pages just to try and crush us, after page one, we laugh a little bit, and then it's in the trash can.
Then it's like excessive.
So if you're going to, if you're really going to take a shot of this, be succinct, you know.
You're a jerk.
Right.
Make it short.
Well, most of the shots, admittedly, are at me. I'm very surprised, Jennifer, anybody would take time to take
I mean, really, and I'm not trying to toot my own Jennifer Horn.
Yes.
I think I've only gotten, three or four, and I've been here 10 years, by the way.
Yeah. Right.
Which I think I get a watch or something, right, Mark?
Yeah, you could get a watch.
I remember one of the ones I got, I actually made part of my profile bio description on Facebook.
Yeah. Perfect.
I loved it so much that I decided that this woman deserved a place on my my Facebook page, and she is the description of me on Facebook now.
All right, so let's see what you think about what this fellow writes. I've listened to you for some time and enjoy your show. However, you make quite a few statements without hard facts or statements. For example, you said something about racist officers and district attorneys putting blacks in jail and on death row without evidence. Where are your stats? This is a very irresponsible statement, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Don't just spout information that you have no evidence for. I've done research regarding police excessive force and injustice. I hold a BA in sociology and an MPA, so I have some credibility. Thank you. I will continue to listen to your program. That's very encouraging. Thank you, sir. Let me take this apart a little bit here and there. Not you apart, but what you're saying. My statements that were made on the radio program regarding, this is after the discussion, there's been a lot of discussion this week because the Supreme Court looking once again at the whole issue of the death penalty. And I have made it clear on the air, my opinion on this is that the death penalty really doesn't work. Is it to be used? Yeah. In some cases where it is absolutely secure in the minds of the people who have gone through the system, that this person is guilty, where you've got them red-handed, where you've got video, or it's so obvious, you know, the whole business about this person allegedly did this, that, and the other thing. When you know, you got them dead to rights. So, in that circumstance, if you want vengeance, then, and that's really what the death penalty is about. It isn't a deterrent to anything. It's about vengeance. So you want to have the public says or the family says, I want this guy to pay, or this woman, whoever did this horrible, heinous offense, I want him to pay. Some people are satisfied with life in prison, whatever the circumstance, but some people want them to be dispatched. The fellow that we talked about on the program had been on death row for 37 years. There was a fellow let out of death row, I think, about 2-3 weeks ago. This black guy that had been on death row for 30 years got let out after he was exonerated. Now, that kind of stuff is what I'm talking about. But more to the point of my statement about racist officers and racist district attorneys who put blacks in jail and on death row without evidence. I think that the evidence is clear when you look at the statistics of how many blacks there are who are in jail for offenses, who have had trumped-up charges and evidence. There is a legion, and you can research that. You say you've got the information, you've got this bachelor's degree in sociology. That's swell. But both of us can go very easily Google this kind of stuff. In the day and age that we live in, we can go look at the resources that are there. We can see how many people have been let off of death row or who have been exonerated. And I guarantee you, I am comfortable 100% at looking at the number of people who have been shown to not have done what they were convicted of. They will be black. More blacks go through that circumstance at the hands of white. And you can say, where are my stats? My stats are having done this radio program for as long as I have and discussed these things as much as I have and knowing in the back of my mind that there's a skew here. So, but I'm sure that if you did the work and did it in an unbiased fashion, that you would find that what I'm saying is correct. And I also take exception to those who say you're always criticizing the police. I am criticizing those who deserve criticism, in my opinion, no matter where it is, as I praise those who I believe to deserve praise. There are a lot of great police officers. One of my best friends is chief of police in a town in Connecticut. I've been a police chief in 4 different communities over his career. He is a model of what police chiefs ought to be like and what police work should be like because of his educational background and how he applied the science that he's learned. And you would never find anybody in his police department trying to trump up the charges against somebody who's not innocent just because it was convenient or it was about the color of their skin. So, anyway, that's my feeling about that. Happy to have all of your listener email. It's Doug@DougStephan.com, Rich@DougStephan.com, Jennifer@DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Burger King? Listen, I've been an idea guy. Like croutons, I thought of that. I got a great idea to make your burgers better. 2 words, buttery sauce. Because that makes everything taste better. You with me?
Sounds good. It's almost as good as the new extra-long buttery cheeseburger from Burger King. 2 beef patties topped with veggies and a rich buttery sauce on a toasted bun. Now just 2 for $5. Or mix and match with the flame grilled chicken burger. Part of the 2 for $5 deal. The new extra-long buttery cheeseburger. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency. As in, we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And, to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency. As in, we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow. Call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
16 after the hour, Dutch Steffen's Good Day program. Some interesting stats have come out of the Republican presidential primary in Des Moines. Our listener, Troy Bishop, who lives in Des Moines, has done some work here. Pretty interesting, looking at the stats. A total of 12 people, Jennifer, voted for Jim Gilmore. I'm trying to remember who
More
Jim
than
Gilmore
voted
is.
For me.
He's a former governor here
governor
in Virginia.
Governor of Virginia.
Oh, in Virginia. Okay.
That's yeah. And he was a nice guy. Not a bad
was he?
Guy. But just, yeah,
okay.
no status whatsoever here.
So the number of votes that turned out and what it costs, this is the interesting, intriguing
thing. This is what I think is fascinating.
Thing. Yeah, it really is. So
because
go through the numbers.
A lot of candidates spend a lot of money in Iowa, so you break that down on the Republican side with how many votes they got, and it gives you a cost per vote.
Right.
George Bush, Jeb Bush paid $2,800 for each vote cast for him. He got over 5,000 votes. He paid a lot of money in the campaign, $14.9 million. So that comes out to be $2,800 a vote. Marco Rubio spent $273 per vote. Ted Cruz, who is the big winner, paid $116 per vote. And Donald Trump, who didn't spend much money at all in Iowa, actually did pretty well. He only spent $73 per vote. One of the interesting ones, I think the reason you saw Mike Huckabee drop out so quickly is he had paid $578 per vote in Iowa. So he spent a lot of money there and not a lot of return. On the Democratic side, they don't tally how many people actually vote for you, but the campaign spending for Hillary Clinton was $9.4 million and Bernie Sanders spent $7.4
million. Wow. But now, let's just take this and apply it to this is the first vote. This is the first circumstance. This is the first example of how much money is going to be spent to get your vote. New Hampshire, I'm betting next week when we're up there, we're going to do the program from New Hampshire on Monday and Tuesday of next week. I'm going to bet that you're going to find the same kind of dough is being spent up there. Where does this money come from? Don't you ask yourself that? Don't you?
Oh, this article tells
you.
Marco Rubio's money came from super PACs, Ted Cruz from outside groups, Donald Trump, his own campaign money, and Jeb Bush from super PACs. So it does tell you that. And I think in New Hampshire, you're going to see maybe less spent by some candidates, more by Kasich, more by Christie. They're dumping a lot of money in New Hampshire.
But now let's play this out, Jennifer, over the course of the next, 8 months? Until the election in February. Matter of fact, I think it's 8 months from, 8 months from now. So we have this much money being spent the first couple of primaries. We got Super Tuesday, the first Tuesday in March. You got all these other things. After that, people will stop spending money.
Yeah, it tapers off because you need to make a strong showing at the beginning. If Ted Cruz had lost Iowa, he would have been done. If Donald Trump loses New Hampshire, it's my opinion that he's going to be done. Donald Trump will win, I think, the nomination if he can win New Hampshire because it shows that people will actually go in and vote for him.
Well, he didn't do badly in Iowa.
No, he didn't. He did great in Iowa. In fact, I think it's a good. I think it was a win for him in most respects to come in second, to not spend that much money, and to not have any real organization. I mean, in half of the caucus points, he didn't even have someone in there defending him or trumping for Trump. So,
right. Yeah.
You know, I think it was not a loss for him, but definitely he needs to win in New Hampshire, and then you start to see all these other guys start to drop out.
21 after on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Here we are at 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Most of you who are used to listening and are followers of fashion here on Good Day know that at this point in each hour, try to come up with some entertainment, mostly musical things that are from pop music that is current or things that go back over the history, last 25 years or so of music, top 10 pop hits, that sort of thing. Every once in a while, though, I do, but Richie's better at it than I am, and Jennifer would be as well, too, because they're more sort of connected to what today's pop music is all about. So Richie's got something that he found in a new album that he wants to share with all of us on the new music scene.
Doug, we always complain that there's no good new music out there. I hear people say that, and there's a lot of really good stuff. And case in point this week is the new album out by the Tedeschi Trucks Band, which is Susan Tedeschi, who had her own band, which is kind of a Bonnie Raitt sound. And Derek Trucks, who is the nephew of Allman Brothers drummer Butch Trucks, and he also played guitar with the Allman Brothers for about 15 years. And here's their newest album, and this is called Crying Over You, this song.
So this is original music. These people have written everything on this CD would be from them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they've written all of it. They do cover bands. One of their first albums was they did a cover of John the Revelator, and it won a Grammy. Great, great, great cover. All of this stuff is original, and it's just. When you take that Bonnie Raitt sound and you mix it with that Allman Brothers sound, and it's a lot of fun. So here's Butch Trucks on guitar.
So this is the Tedeschi Trucks Band, a new CD called Let Me Get By. This is a group based in Jacksonville, Florida. Not exactly the seat of new music, but yet a lot of these groups, the old garage band stuff, used to come from any place.
Yeah.
They are husband and wife musicians.
The song's called Don't Know What It Means.
Now you left your window open just to keep your spirit rolling. If you're hoping that you're
if you didn't underscore this, their debut album that came out 3-4 years ago, Revelator, won the Grammy for Best Blues Album in 2012. I know why you like it, because I know what your taste in music is. I thought this is listenable. Okay, what else you got from this sampling it?
Oh, let's try
the Tedeschi Trucks.
Try In Every Heart here.
This stuff is available for download.
iTunes. Yep. I listened to the whole album yesterday on iTunes.
Really?
Got a little bit of New Orleans here.
Yep. Sounds like the first page of music devoted to somebody who just died going down Bourbon Street. Now this doesn't. So the point here is that there is a lot of good music. Richie has underscored that. It depends on your tastes. Rich is a 50-ish man who's white, who loves this sort of music. And it isn't that you'd be categorized, but there are a lot of different tastes.
I like black people music. Thank you very much.
I know you do. It's ethnic stuff, and it's good. 28 past the hour here in Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Rod Nordland is an international correspondent at large for the New York Times and just released a new book, The Lovers, Afghanistan's Romeo and Juliet. The true story of how they defied their families and escaped an honor killing is a riveting story that puts a human face of the ongoing debate about women's rights in the Middle East. We spoke with him about the book.
First thing you have to understand is that romantic love is outlawed. Mullahs actually preach frequently against romantic love in the mosques. And at the same time, there is a real dichotomy in the society because people normally want to fall in love, and they do it in Afghanistan just like they do it everywhere else. It's just criminalized there. As hard as the mullahs inveigle against it, they just cannot suppress it completely. And one very good example of that is this radio program that's on 2 or 3 times a week called Night of the Lovers, in which people call in to tell their love stories. And their phones are inundated with people calling in. Almost all of them sad love stories, that has to be added. Well, sad love story in this case is people who fall in love with someone and can't be with them, either because the families won't allow it or because to do so would invite, you know, violence from you know, a father or a brother. You know, honor killings are endemic in Afghanistan, and there are just fairly few cases where romantic love actually succeeds without ending in violence.
That's author Rod Nordland on his new book, The Lovers, Afghanistan's Romeo and Juliet, the true story of how they defied their families and escaped an honor killing, which has just been released. Insight Daily Radio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Every day, what there is about the Good Day program that you like listening to. I hope it'll include the fact that Jennifer Horn is here with me on the Doug Good Day program, along with Rich McFadden. We're here working through some of the things that are, I hope, most of the things that turn people on conversationally, including the situation with the Super Bowl. And there are so many different angles in conversation to this. One of the things that I'm finding unappealing about this are the number of people who have gone to GoFundMe to raise money to get themselves to the Super Bowl. Now,
why does that bother you?
Well, it would depend on the circumstance. Here's one that doesn't bother me. Let me start with that, okay, Jennifer?
Sure.
A fellow named Dr. George, and I'm not going to use his last name because I don't want to. He's a psychologist, and he has worked to impact a lot of lives. But he has now ALS, and it's progressing rapidly. He has gone to every Denver Broncos game for 24 years.
Wow.
So I guess you would say he was a fan. Friends and family have rallied together to help send him and his wife to Super Bowl 50 to see their team play, because all the money that he's ever made in his life has gone toward his treatment for Lou Gehrig's disease. So that's legit. I'm okay with that. There's another circumstance. Gregory Good, a well-known super fan of the Carolina Panthers, never missed a game of theirs since 1995. So similar story to the other fellow, except that he doesn't have any good reason other than he doesn't have any money.
Just begging.
He's just begging.
Yeah, you know what? At a certain point, these sites have become...
By the way, people have given them $7,900. 290 yeah. people have sent in $7,900
to get out of the game. Though. If he's hoodwinking people, I mean, people are dumb if they're doing that, right?
I think they are.
It's their choice, but it's a new way. It's a digital age of begging.
Yeah.
Instead of panhandling on the street, why not just sit behind a laptop?
I guess, okay.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And if people are going to give it to you, people are going to give it to you.
By the way, Jennifer, isn't there a study that was out this week about supposed panhandling in Los Angeles and how many people actually make this their regular job? There's a whole scam. I mean, there was a crew. I think this is where this came from. A television crew spent a month following people who were panhandlers around Los Angeles.
Big money.
See where they go after they've stood on the corner of Wilshire and Santa Monica, for example. I mean, San Vicente, where I drive every day. There's always somebody. It's usually, they have different days. It's like, it's planned this way. There's a different person there every day, but yet with regularity, if you go on Wednesday, it's this guy, and if it's on Thursday, it's this woman, and they all have the sad, long story and the look on their face, oh, please help me. They look like a sad dog. And yet some of these people, not all of them, this is not about all of them, but there are some who make a racket out of this. And so the cameras pursued them, and a couple of them live in very respectable neighborhoods and very respectable
60
homes.
60 Minutes did a thing, I don't know, 5 years ago or something like that. They followed this woman in New York who was a hunchback, 88-year-old woman with crutches and worn-out clothes. Ends up it was like a 25-year-old girl in costume going home to a penthouse apartment.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, and hey, these are not the norm, but they are certainly
funny.
Out there.
No, it's not the norm, but it's something to sort of be aware of. There's some of these people, if somebody, I have over the years helped people like this, I'll admit to that, but if I see somebody smoking, I look at their shoes and see if their shoes are new. If that's the case, no, I'm not giving you a nickel. You got a new pair of shoes on.
John walked by me this morning at the intersection here in Fairfax, Virginia. New work boots on, nice looking jeans, nice jacket on, walking as strong, as strident as I am, probably my age, and just had a cardboard sign that said, cold and hungry. And this guy was every bit as able-bodied as I am.
Yeah, get a job.
And
get a job.
Of course, and that's why it's our choice to donate to these people.
Right.
You know, and you can't feel guilty about it. I know, especially for women, there's like a twinge of guilt when you say no to somebody for something like this, but you really do have to use your gut. And I've told you guys this story many times about this woman that I'd see outside of our office at CRN, my day job, and she'd be constantly out there. Sometimes she'd have a kid with her, always panhandling. And I saw her one day, and I kind of followed her with my eyes. I saw her walking down towards the freeway, and underneath the freeway bridge, she had her car parked, and it was a Mercedes.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't a brand new Mercedes,
right.
But it was still a decent later model Mercedes.
I tell you the story of my wife, who works for the county schools here, and her job is she's a liaison to the Latin community. So those who need help financially or just with the translation, with helping their kids get admitted into school, and if they need a teacher-parent conference and they need help understanding or whatever it is she helps them with. And she has people come to her, and there's a couple of specific, and a lot of these people really need help, and it's a great position for her, but she has a couple of people that abuse it. One of them, they're renting a $2,500 a month house in our neighborhood. The ex-husband owns a cleaning company, has a $60,000 crew cab Toyota truck and a brand new GMC crew cab truck with a plow on the front, another $65,000, and a work truck for his cleaning company. He's got almost, and then she drives a Camry and a Toyota minivan. They've got about $200,000 in cars in their driveway, and she comes asking my wife for lunch money help to get on the county program to get free lunch and breakfast.
See you later.
Then when the Christmas program comes around, there are churches who donate Christmas presents to needy kids, and they go through the county to find out who the needy kids are. This woman applied to get free Christmas presents. And my wife told her, she said, these are for kids who really don't have anything. And my wife is like, but my kids love to have 10 or 15 presents at Christmas. I can only give them three or four. Right. Sell one of those $60,000 trucks.
Yeah. By the way,
that's a higher form of begging.
How much credibility does your wife, whose married name is McFadden, have in the Hispanic community? And does she use her maiden name?
Tons. No.
I'm teasing you, kind of. It's just
when the Irish named the woman walks in and just starts speaking Spanish, and you know, they open right up to her. And I can't go without saying, there's a family that she helps. That, I mean, you just wish you could give this family something, because they need so much, and it's so sad. Yeah. They struggle so much, and that's where the good is there. But there are people that abuse it too.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of people who are opening up, Kate Winslet was interviewed yesterday about the role that she and Jack had on the Titanic.
She played Rose. He played Jack.
Right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Sure.
I think he could have actually fit on the bit of the door. The idea that he could have had room in that raft, so he could have saved himself. I don't know. I mean, that's sort of why did he have to die? I thought that was, wouldn't it have been better at the end of the Titanic if Jack had lived rather than died?
I mean, spoiler alert, by the way.
What's that?
Yeah, in case you haven't seen it yet.
Well, who hasn't seen the Titanic? Come on. 888-302-3684, Doug Steffen, the Good Day Program, with a reminder about how wonderfully good people look when they use Genucel. Genucel works, or your money back. This is the product I've been talking about for several years, that when you put it underneath your eyes, gets rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. And because the folks at Chamonix have developed this new Platinum Dark Circle treatment, you're going to take care of every single problem you have with your eyes in one treatment. And when I say one treatment, once a day, you put Genucel on your eyes to get rid of the bags of puffiness. It absorbs the liquid underneath the eyes. That's where it comes from, under the skin. And then the Platinum Dark Circle treatment is aimed at helping you get rid of, the dark circles under your eyes. So if they've been there for decades, call 800-543-9262 and get on board now. Genucel, an all-natural treatment, comes from Apple plant stem cell technology, gets rid of the unsightly bags and puffiness, brings beauty back to your face. Here's Lois, who writes, "I love it, and I've been using it every day since I started getting it last year after I heard you talking about it. I would say the change is remarkable." So call this number now, 800-543-9262, and get yourself into this wonderful way to get soft, silky, smooth skin under your eyes and around your eyes with both Genucel and the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. 800-543-9262. Guaranteed to work. Results in just minutes, but you'll really notice the difference overnight. Get at it. 800-543-9262 for that bright new look on your face.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken, and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's
10 gigs for $80. We'll give it to you for $40. Oh, one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store at Sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, premium content, and competitor promos or sales subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it and plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Savings through 1-818 after pay. Full amount exclusions and restrictions apply.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. These television programs that are so focused on a small niche audience intrigue me. I was looking at the CV for this fellow that died, the world's top chef. His name was Benoit Violet or something like that. I don't know. Lived in Switzerland. But it brings me back around to thinking there were some... I'm at a seminar... an animal seminar here in California. This is the last day of it. We've been talking about animals, and one of the things that came out of the conversation was how many shows on television there are devoted to animals. The whole Animal Planet, that's the whole cable network, right?
Yep.
And and how they come up with these storylines and the shows to fill the 24-hour cable channel just about either animals or, in this case, cooking. But the specialty networks that came about, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, the first of these specialty networks was the news, and then there were the sports channels, and now there's all of these other things that are built around special interests, and you just have to wonder how it is that people have the time. I know, Jennifer, I say this to you in tribute. You have so much stuff that you watch and are knowledgeable. You're way more knowledgeable than I am when it comes to what's on television, and so I glory in the fact that you have the time to be able to do this. And I also think about how much there is to absorb. The Home Improvement channels and the shows that are devoted to that. My God, it's really the health channels.
How often do I tell you how out of touch I feel? Because
I know,
I feel
not.
Like there's so much to keep up on. I mean, I think I try to do a good job, but it's hard. It's really hard.
I don't see that. I really am in awe of you and the time. Richie, you also, I think, spent a lot of time being sort of catching up on some things that you do it with music. Jennifer does it with television stuff. You do it with music. You were just talking about this band you listened to yesterday for the first time. You listened to the whole thing. Why do you have time to listen to the whole album?
I've been following them for years, and I'll tell you when I have time.
Well, where do you get the time to come up with this stuff?
When I'm in my car.
In the car.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of times I'll have to listen to air check tapes of shows we do here at the network. That's what I do in my car. But every now and then I'll just say, you know what, I want to listen to some music today. So yesterday I knew the new Tedeschi Trucks Band album was out, so I listened to it, and it's great.
Really?
So, yeah, okay. You've got to make time.
So Jennifer knew that I was here at this animal seminar, so she sent me the story of this woman who claims that she actually is a cat trapped in a woman's body.
Think she's single?
She has a human body that is a genetic defect. Mm-hmm. She says, quote, I've been a cat all my life. I realized I was a cat when I was 16, when doctors and psychologists found out what this thing was with me. She goes by the name of Nano. There's a YouTube video out that she uses to explain what's going on with her genetic defect. I wonder if there are people who have the same thing. Instead of feline, they're bovine or equine or canine. She sees no choice but to live her life as a cat. She wears cat ears. She wears a tail, a fluffy pink set of paws. She grooms herself in order to express her true self. So this is the next step in the people who are men that are caught in women's bodies or vice versa. Bruce Jenner said he was a man caught in a woman's. No, he was a woman caught in a man's body, so he became Caitlyn. There are a lot of people who've gone through that. It's the first time I've ever heard anything like this.
A cat. I know.
Does she hiss at dogs?
I don't know. But she kneads on my newspaper every morning. I mean, how weird is that?
It really
There's
is.
There's got to be just something missing from these people's lives to think that they're part cat. Although, we're supposed to not judge, Dougie.
She's happy. She's happy she purrs.
Oh, yeah.
And meows. Yeah.
Got to watch out when she gets the hairball.
I hadn't thought about it that way, but now that you mentioned it, right. Let's clean that puppy out. Whoops, wait a minute. Use the bat. That's not a good. That was a Freudian slip. Get that puppy out. Get it? For the story? Get
oh,
it?
Puppy,
get it? Get
bat.
It?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I got
That's
you.
What you did there.
51 after on Good Day.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Half the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Happy that Jennifer. Say it again, Doug. There it is. That Jennifer and I are able to invite in and actually have some conversation with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology director at Men's Health Magazine. We're going to talk about Amazon's plans to open up a lot of bookstores in just a moment here on Good Day.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18 months special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, so here we are with the news that Amazon plans to open hundreds of these bookstores and not really, you know, you think, okay, my business is being online, and they have put a lot of bookstores out of business. So why in the world are you going to open a bookstore when you put so many brick-and-mortar stores out of business?
I have a theory about this.
Do you really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so I do not have any insider information. This is completely from my mind, not Jeff Bezos. But I might consider opening hundreds of bookstores because I would make the warehouse in the back much bigger than the bookstore in front. Because I know in a year or two, I want to deliver inventory by drone. And I can only see the whole drone thing is without inventory. Is all
no good.
Theoretical.
It doesn't work. Right.
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 But if I open bookstores, even if I lose money on the bookstore, I still have tons of inventory in the back, and I transform the business of retail again.
This is why we have him here, Dougie. He's pretty smart.
Yeah, that's, no, but this is, you've got it. Why not just buy up a Borders or a Barnes & Noble and use their facilities that are already there?
Well, I mean, it's quite possible that what they'll be doing is renting bookstores that have closed, because many, many, many bookstores around the country have already closed. Right. We're, you know, buying a business like, I think Borders is gone now, but Barnes & Noble, first of all, you might get some intense criticism for actually closing down a competitor in another chain of bookstores when there's really only one national chain left. But also, who's to say that's not exactly what they're considering? I mean, that may be part of the plan.
All right. Speaking of consideration, Yahoo is going to lay off 15% of its workforce, cutting $400 million off of their budget. They're trying to get themselves into a more competitive position. What's your read on this? The woman that's running Yahoo has gotten a lot of criticism for this plan.
All I can say is Yahoo! Look, you know, Yahoo, and you remember those ads, right? Yahoo.
I do.
Yeah, so there's two companies that I am fascinated with, Yahoo and AOL, because at one point, each of them dominated the world of the Internet and almost the world at large, much like Google does today.
Yeah.
Except they lost their ways, and Google does not seem to have lost their way. I don't know that companies like this can ever come back and dominate the way they have. And if they do, I think it takes some kind of visionary. And those are some big shoes to fill. We need a visionary as part of our job description for the CEO. So I think all Yahoo can do is keep trying things and cutting costs until hopefully it finds a plan where it actually has a sustainable business.
Meanwhile, Apple is debuting a new iPad at an event next month, right? The new Apple Watch bands also expected to be announced then. Is that something that brings the stock back around to being more than $752?
I know. It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah. Awful people.
I'm so upset.
Stock is crashing. We got a
I paid $52 and it's at $750, and I'm just really upset about
good
that.
Good for you.
Yeah. I mean, as with that, I didn't really buy it at $52, but I sure wish I had. As always with Apple, it's all rumor and speculation, and it's always fun, and we'll have to wait until the day they unveil to actually know what they're doing.
Mr. Greg Sebin here on the Good Day program with more of his expertise being shown. The gentleman we're talking about is the editor, the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine here on Good Day.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.